the morning we're learning Chayodim, Kalal Chof, and we're looking at Siman Dalet, where we mentioned about the response to Kaddish. So that just to clarify the correct understanding of the structure of Kaddish, a Darvish HaKadusha, Chazal said that something which is a Darvish HaKadusha, it's something which requires a minion to say, it's a very holy type of statement. Chazal said it's inappropriate to just say it without, just on your own. It should be done in a way that a person is invited to say it, and then we respond. So the Chazan says, Baruch Hu, and we respond, Baruch Hashem and Baruch. The Chazan says, in the Kadesh, let us make Hashem's name holy, and we respond, Kadosh, Kadosh. So the same thing is true by Kaddish as well. That we say, when the Chazan says the beginning of the first paragraph of Kaddish, that Yizkadel, Yizkadesh, Shmir Rabo, so that whole paragraph is understood to be a hazmana, an imitation by the one who's saying the Kaddish, whether it's the Chazan or the one who's saying the Kaddish, the person who's the Yosem, etc., the person who's saying the Kaddish, is inviting the Tzibur to say Yehishmer Rabba. Yehishmer Rabba is the primary element of Kaddish, and that's why the Gemara talks about in some places, the Gemara just basically talks about that phrase being Kaddish. Because that is the primary element of Kaddish. The first paragraph is an introduction and a hazmana, invitation by the Chazan for us to respond and say Yehishmer Rabba. After Yehishmer Rabba, starting from the words Yisborach until Damyon Ba'oma, there is 28 words. Yisborach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisamam. Keneged Yigdal Na Karech Hashem. Karech Hashem is spelled Chav Ches. That's 28. Those 28 words really are really a continuation of the Yehishmer Rabba. So Yehishmer Rabba is the primary phrase, and then Hashem's name is Yisborach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisamam. So it's sort of expanding the idea that we said in Yehishmer Rabba. You'll see that some Svardim, when they understand this din that you're supposed to continue and say Yisborach, which is the minute of the Magen Avraham says that you say Yisborach as well. They do not just say Yisborach, they say they continue the whole paragraph. So they say it on their own, because really this is all a continuation and an expansion of the thought of Yehishmer Rabba Mevorach. The Gro says you do not say Yisborach, and his argument is that what you're supposed to do is actually listen to the Chazan. The Magen Avraham says you're supposed to listen to the Chazan and be yotze with what the Chazan is saying with Shemaya Ka'ina. So it's appropriate that you should say this paragraph, but the way Chazal set it up is that you say Yehishmer Rabba, and then you hear Yisborach v'Yishtabach v'Yispar. The argument in the Magen Avraham and the Gro, whether you say Yisborach, is only because the Zohar says a person should not interrupt between the end of Yehishmer Rabba, Lolam Lamem Ayo, and Yisborach. So the Magen Avraham says that means that therefore you should say it immediately, not waiting for the Chazan. And the Gro says, no, you'll say it, and then you'll hear the Chazan say Yisborach, and therefore it's not considered an interruption. But both the Gro and the Magen Avraham agree that the rest of the paragraph is supposed to be, a person is supposed to be quiet and listen, and be yotze with the one who's saying the Kaddish, and fulfill this his chiyuv to say and expand upon the praise of Yehishmer Rabba. Therefore, obviously, a person cannot be davening on his own other words during the paragraph of Yisborach v'Yishtabach. Furthermore, if, let's say, the person responded Yehishmer Rabba Mevorach, and the Chazan is opposed to waiting for the Tzibur to finish Yehishmer Rabba, went very quickly into the next paragraph. So the halacha is in that case that a person was not yotze the words of Yisborach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisamam, Yisnasei, he has to say them himself. So a person in that situation would actually say the words of the paragraph to the point that he catches up to the Chazan, which might sometimes mean that he has to say the whole paragraph until so you say the words in Ruah Men you do not say, but you say Til Damiron Ba'Oma. This you do not do during Berachos Kriyas Shema. During Berachos Kriyas Shema, you just say the phrase of Yehishmer Rabba. You do not say the rest of the paragraph. whether that's a minhag of a person who's a Sephardi to say it all the time, or a person who's an Ashkenazi who's saying it because he didn't hear the chazan. In this situation, you would not say, you just say the primary praise, which is Yehi Shmei Rabbah. But it's important to understand that a person should not be davening during that part of Kaddish, because he's being yotzei with the chazan when the chazan says the words Yisparach, Yishtabach, Yisparach, Yisparach, Yisparach. So he has to be listening to the chazan and using the rule of Shemei Ka'ana to be yotzei. Furthermore, the last point is Aruch HaShulchan says the first paragraph of Kaddish is a hazmona. It's an invitation by the chazan to the one who's saying Kaddish, to say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. So it's inappropriate that you should be davening something else or talking during that point in time, because the chazan is talking to you and he's saying, let us do this. Hashem's name should be praised, and we should now get ready to say that. So he's talking to us, and it would be inappropriate that we're sort of ignoring him and doing something else. So during the time of the hazmana, a person should not be talking as well. A person wants to continue to daven in the added extra phrases at the end of Kaddish, a person will be allowed to do so, but obviously he has to be careful to answer Amen. Answering Amen does not just mean saying the word, it means saying the word understanding what you're responding to. So a person has to be aware of what the phrase is. He has to be aware of what the chazan is saying to be able to answer Amen appropriately. But a person could continue davening simultaneously with the chazan during that point, as long as he can also be meisim leiv to respond to Amen appropriately. But a person cannot do so during the first paragraph, which is the invitation, and the second paragraph, whether you're being yotzei with the chazan, the expansion on the word Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach. Have a good day.